弟兄姊妹，我想我今天有一个比较短一点的信息。
So brothers and sisters, I'll have a short message today.
对，我希望等一下我们大约在十二点左右能够有受浸的聚会。
I hope at 12 o'clock we can have the baptism meeting.
我今天愿意交通的一个题目是凡事要认定主。
So today my topic is acknowledge the Lord in everything.
我们先来看一处的圣经。
Let's turn to one scripture.
请翻到箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言的第三章五到七节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 7.
箴言的第三章五到七。你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil.
特别是第五节。
The emphasis on verse 5.
对不起，特别是第六节。
Verse 6.
就是说在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path.
我想那个神量给我们一生的年日。
I think God measures out our journey.
对，在这一生的年日里面我们就像在走一条路。
In this life of journey we're like walking on a path.
对，有时候我们可能会讲说我们在走一条人生的道路。
Sometimes we say we're walking on the path of our life.
那在世界上的人，我想也蛮容易理解的。比如说有人他会选择不同的职业。
In the world it's easy to understand and some people they will choose their own profession.
假设他在大学的时候他就选择做老师。
Someone in college they chose to be a teacher.
或是有人选择做不同的，比如做军人。
Someone are soldiers.
对，我记得在我考大学之后，填写那个进大学的那个科系。
So after the college exam, when I filled out the form of major I'm gonna go.
对，我第一个写材料工程系。
So the first major I filled out is the material science.
Yeah.Material engineering.
Material engineering.
第二个选工业工程系。
Second one is
industrial engineering.
Industrial engineering.
第三个选电脑工程 computer engineering.
The third is computer engineering.
所以就没有考很好，就跑到第三个。
So I didn't get a very good score, so I finally end up going to the third one.
然后我的人生的路呢，在职业方面就变成了一个。走这条路啊。
So my life, regarding my profession, I'm on the third option.
那如果我再考得好一点的话。
If I ever get a better score.
那可能今天我就在做材料方面。
Maybe I'll in the major of a material engineering.
所以就是从我们的认知来讲，我们也知道在许多的人，我们每一个人在地上也在走一条路。
So according to our understanding, every one of us, we're walking on a way, on a path.
但是在我们信主之后呢，我们地上的路呢，跟天上的路开始连在一起。
But after we believe in the Lord, our ways on the earth is connected with the heavenly way.
对，没有错，我们还是在地上有我们的生活。
It's right, we still are living our life on the earth.
但是在我们的生活里面，我们其实神称呼这条路，我们可以说它是一条走天。属天的道路。
However, God called this way as a heavenly journey, heavenly way.
对，然后我们这一批人英文叫 pilgrim, 我们好像是在一条这个往这个神的路上，往这个属天的路上往前走的一批人。
And we're all like pilgrims, we're walking on the heavenly way.
对，刚才我们在读的这段圣经里面，他特别讲到说，神要指引我们的路。
The passages we just read, and God specifically said He will direct our path.
然后他有带着一个条件说，如果在我们所行的路上认定他的话， 他要指引我们的路。
There is a condition if in all our ways acknowledge Him and He will direct us.
对，当我在读这段这三节圣经的时候，我觉得好像在好像一个 sandwich， 好像是三明治。
While I was reading the scripture, it's like a sandwich.
然后前面他是说你不可以依靠你的聪明。
The top layer is do not lean on your own understanding.
然后下面这一层是说你不要以为你很有智慧。
The middle layer and do not think you're wise.
所以然后中间这边是说你要常常的认定主你才知道怎么走路。
And in the middle it says, and in all your ways acknowledge him, then you will know how to go.
对，其实一方面我们严格来讲我们基督徒每一个人是在走一条路。
And technically speaking, we're all walking on a path.
然后这条路呢就是跟从主的路。
And this is a way of following the Lord.
我们也可以称它叫做信心的路。生命的路。
We also say the way of life or the way of faith.
对，从跟从主的这个角度来讲，我们只有走一条路。
From the perspective of following the Lord, we only have one way.
对，没有别的路了。
No other ways.
你如果不跟从主，你要跟从谁呢
？If you don't follow the Lord, who are you going to follow?
然后这段圣经也告诉我们说。我们要做一个谦卑的人。
And this passage also tells us we need to humble ourselves.
你以为你做的决定都一定是对的吗
？Do you think all your decisions are correct？
我们以为说我能够看得比神更远吗
？And do you think and feel you can just see further than God？
所以当我们里面有一个这个谦卑的态度，知道说主啊，我是有限的。
If we can humble ourselves, have this attitude, and we know we are so limited，
如果我不接受你的引导的话，我。怕我不晓得会走到哪里去。
If I don't get your guidance, I don't know where I will go.
然后在我们心里面就生发一个认识，是的，主啊，我不敢依靠我的聪明，也不敢靠我的智慧。
Then in our heart there is a knowing, there is understanding. I do not dare to lean on my own understanding.
我请你指引我走前面的路。
And Lord, please direct my path.
然后另外一方面，我们在我们地上的生活有可能会。各式各样的路。
On the other hand, there are various of ways.
对，可能在2023年你经过了一段事情。
Maybe in 2023 you experienced something.
你觉得在这个事情上面你走了一段的路。
And you felt you went through a journey.
对，也许当我们在学生的时代，我们在整个学生过程里面好像走一条路。
When we were still students, we walked the journey of students.
然后当我们进入家庭有孩子的时候，你觉得这又是完全不一样的路。
After we have a family, we have kids, and it's a different way.
所以他这段话里面讲说，在你许多一切所行的路上。
So here it says in all your ways.
对，就每一条路。
Every way.
每一条路呢要有一个秘诀就是要认定它。
There is a secret in every way, acknowledge him.
如果在这些各式各样的这个经历里面我们都愿意来认定主。
In various experiences, we all acknowledge him.
然后他这边有个应许呢他就要必定指引你走在对的路上。
And there is a promise, and he will direct your path on the right path.
对所以我想我们今天一同来思想来认定主。
So today we all meditate and acknowledge the Lord.
对，在每一件事情上面都学习认定主。
In everything, we learn to acknowledge the Lord.
我这边先用一个信主的过程来表达。
We'll just look at from the process of believing the Lord.
在这个认定主这个词里面，我把它分三个角度来领会。
I'll divide it into three different sections of acknowledging the Lord.
对，第一个是认出主来。
The first one is
recognize
the Lord.
对，然后第二个是认识他。
And second is know him.
然后第三个是那个真的就是抓住他，认定他。
And the third is lay hold of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, acknowledgement.
对，所以以那个我们信主的程度，信主的过程，我们来去领会它。
To understand it based on the perspective of the progress of believing the Lord.
那在我们信耶稣的过程里面，其实我们每个人弟兄姊妹的经历都是独特的。
And based on our experience of believing the Lord, everyone is unique.
对，有的人他是可能当时经历了一些艰难。
Someone who might went through some struggles.
那有的人也想要说，我想要让自己变得更好，成为一个更好的人。
And some people want to be a better man.
那也有的人可能生了一场病。
And someone they were sick.
对，也有的人可能对他的人生有了一些的感触，觉得很空虚。
And someone feel very depressed and empty about their lives.
所以就有一个愿意的心，我想要来接触福音。
And there is a willing heart, a desire to know the gospel.
对，虽然在每个人身上会有各式各样不同的情况。
Even though we have different and various experiences.
但是我愿意回想的时候，我们有这个三个方面，我们希望都能够有。
But I hope from based on all the three sections, I hope we all have that experience.
对，第一个就是说，在我寻求神的过程当中，我开始认出有神来。
The first, while I was seeking God, and I recognized there is a God.
对，比如说我们每一个人都会看宇宙万物。
And we look at the universe.
对，日月星辰。
We look at the sun. We look at the everything in the sky.
然后我们也觉得生命很奇妙。
And we feel it's amazing how amazing the life.
但是为什么大部分人觉得没有神呢？
But why the majority of the people they don't recognize God?
因为当他们看这些事情的时候，他们没有认出有神来。
Because when they are seeing all the things, they do not recognize God.
但是在我们信主的过程，我们不一样啊。
But we, after believing the Lord, we're different.
对，我们都同样在看同样的星星、月亮、太阳。
We're looking at the same, like stars, suns, and moon.
但是我们在这个看的过程里面，我们里面认出有神来。
But when we are looking at these, we recognize there is a God.
然后我们看见这个地上的这些奇妙的生物。
And we see the amazing creatures in the world.
然后我们在这个背后，我们认出哦，原来这个宇宙当中有一个造物主。
And we recognize there's a creator behind this.
然后我们也经过一些环境，对不对？
We went through some circumstances.
对，特别一些比较困难的环境，让我们没有办法忘记。
Some difficult circumstances we're not able to even forget.
不信耶稣的人也难处，对不对？
For unbelievers, they all have difficulties.
但是对于这个一个寻求神的人来说，
But for someone who is seeking God,
当他遇见一些的困难，
When he go through the difficulties,
好像经了一些的压力
，experience some pressures,
他里面突然生发一个感觉说，这个是否有一位神能够帮助我
？And suddenly there is a sense in his heart, if there is a God who can help me.
对，为什么我被带到明尼苏达来这边受苦呢
？The why I'm here led to Minnesota and to suffer.
但是在里面慢慢觉得说啊，有一位神。好像从我年幼的时候就带领我直到如今。
Slowly and gradually, I started to understand there is a God from my childhood till now. He has been leading me.
以前我没有这样想。
I've never thought about it before.
但是现在因为我寻求神的缘故，我开始从这些事情，从我人生经历里面，我认出有神。
But now, because I'm seeking God and from my experience, I recognize there is a God.
对，感谢主，当这个一个人愿意寻求神的时候。这是一个起头。
We thank the Lord when someone who is willing to seek God, this is the beginning.
然后如果他愿意继续的寻求
，and he's willing to continue to seek the Lord.
然后有一个他认出神了，对不对？认出有应该有神。
He recognized there should be a God.
然后现在我想要多认识他。
And now I want to know him more.
然后我想要知道他是谁。
I want to know who he is.
然后就开始到了第二个部分，我所讲的就是在我开始。学习怎么去认识这位神。
Now in the second section, and we start to learn how to know this God.
然后开始认识耶稣基督是谁。
I start to understand and know who Jesus Christ is.
所以当一个人愿意更多的来，也许参加查经，也许读圣经，也许心中默想神的事情。
Maybe someone start to read the Bible, meditate on the Bible, come to the Bible study meeting.
然后他就开始哦，原来我所认出的神呢，我现在认识到他是一位圣洁公义的神。
Then I understand the God which I recognized, and he's someone who is holy and righteous.
然后他也是慈爱怜悯的神。
It's full of mercy and grace.
然后我开始摸到哦，原来神是圣洁公义的。
I started to touch that God is holy and righteous.
然后我觉得我是个罪人。
And I feel I'm a sinner.
哎，你发现这个人开始多认识神是怎么样一位神了。
And you start to realize and this one, and he starts to understand who God is.
对，当一个人把他的心向神打开的时候
，When someone opens his heart to the Lord.
对，他好像心中是一个小房间，有个门。
And there's just, his heart is like a small room and there's a door.
对，在过去人生的过程里面，我很少向任何人开过这个门。
In the path of my life journey, I rarely opened the door to anyone.
对，我可以跟你做不错的朋友。
We can be like a quite good friends.
但是我很少向任何人把我心的深处向他打开。
I rarely open my heart and show the deepest part of my heart to anyone.
然后现在我开始慢慢体会，原来有一位主耶稣。
Now I gradually start to comprehend there is a Jesus Christ.
对，虽然我暂时不太认识他，我只知道他为我钉十字架。
Even at present, I don't quite know him. I only know he crucified for me.
但是我现在愿意把我心的那个门向他敞开。
But now I'm willing to open the door of my heart to him.
请耶稣进到我的心里面。
And I invite Jesus to come into my heart.
哎，我开始认识到，原来我们的原来这位耶稣是一位蛮有怜悯、蛮有慈爱的神。
I start to understand this Jesus Christ. He's full of grace and mercy.
对，我向他认罪。
And I confess my sins to him.
然后我把我的前途交给他。
And I commit my future into his hands.
啊，我发现原来他是一位赐平安的神。
And I realize, and he's the God who is providing peace and rest.
然后我就开始认识主。
And I started to know the Lord.
我开始认识神的性情，我开始认识神的工作。
I started to know the nature and the work of God.
对，我不仅仅只是认出他，而且我更深刻的来认识他。
Not only just recognizing him, but more and more and deeply, I started to know him.
对。然后我继续的来寻求来认识
，and I continue to seek him。
然后我就开始有一个心愿，说愿主引导我走一生的路。
And I have a desire, may the Lord guide my whole life。
我有个心愿，我一生是属于你的人。
I have a desire and will, my whole life belongs to yourself。
所以我就决定要受浸
，so I decide to be baptized。
我告诉主说，我这个人生我要认定你是我的主。
I tell the Lord, I'll acknowledge you as my Lord in all my life.
对，我不仅是认出你，我也不仅认识你，现在我要认定你。
Not only just recognize you and know you, but now, at this moment, I'll lay hold of you.
对，过去也许我偷偷摸摸的信主。
Maybe in the past, I believe in the Lord like privately.
现在我愿意因为我认定主的缘故，我愿意在众人面前受浸。
Now because I recognize him and acknowledge him, I'm willing to testify the Lord like publicly.
然后我要告诉神，主啊，你在我一生之后永远是我的神。
And I tell God, God, from now on, you are my God, all my days of my life.
然后我乐意告诉弟兄姊妹，告诉朋友说。我已经信主了。
I'm willing to tell brothers and sisters and friends I'm a believer now.
对，这件事情不会再更改了。
And these things will never change.
我今天借着受浸，我把我那个要退后的后门关起来了。
And today I am baptized into Jesus. I leave no room to back out.
对，我今天受浸，我要告诉你，告诉各位，我信主，并且我愿意一生来跟着他。
And I'm baptized and I tell everyone, today I believe in the Lord, I'll follow him all the way of my life.
对，这是我们从信主的过程里面来理解这句话就是要认定他。
This is according to the progress of believing the Lord, and we understand to acknowledge him.
当然我们在信耶稣之后呢，我们仍然应该落实这三方面的经历。
And after we believe in Jesus, all the three sections those need to be implemented.
在许多的事情上面继续的去认出主来。
In many things, we start to recognize him.
然后经历了这些事情里面的过程里面，我能够认识神。
And after the experience, I started to know God.
并且在不管事情如何的变化，如何的困难，我仍然要认定他。
No matter how difficult the circumstances, I'll continue to lay hold of him.
对，所以不仅我们信主的时候认定主，我们信主之后仍然常常认定主。
Not only when we first believe in the Lord, we will acknowledge Him, and after a while, we still acknowledge Him.
对，在这个认出他的这个角度来看的时候。
From the perspective of recognizing the Lord.
我觉得我们的问题其实也常常是我的问题。
I feel our problems and also my own problems.
就是我们在走路的时候呢，很多时候忘记了主。
While we're walking our ways and we easily forget our Lord.
或者说我知道有主，但是我不是真的相信主在这里。
Or from in my head, I know there is a God, but in my experience, I don't truly believe that God is with me.
所以在一些事情上面，我好像没有认出主在这里。
And in some circumstances, I don't recognize the Lord is here.
那我们看一处圣经，我们翻到创世纪二十八章。
Let's read a scripture. It's in Genesis chapter 28.
创世纪二十八章第十节到十二节
Genesis 28, 10 to 12.
对，创世纪二十八章十到十二，雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
Genesis 28, 10 to 12. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
16, 17 节
16, 17
雅各睡醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，信主之后，我鼓励各位要也要把创世纪先读过。
Brothers and sisters, after believing the Lord, I encourage everyone to read Genesis first.
对，福音书要读，这个创世纪也要读一下。
The four Gospels you need to read, and the Genesis you also need to read.
所以我们讲到创世纪里面的一个人物叫做雅各。
So there's a person in Genesis, his name is Jacob.
对，他在他虽然是一个诡诈的人。
Even he's a wicked man.
Yeah.但是他在这个人生的这个点的时候，他经历了人生当中一个很大的艰难跟一个很大的不同。
But at this moment, he went through something quite difficult.
对，也就是说他要离开他住了很久的家。
And he would left his home, he would stay there for a very long time.
然后单独的到一个未知的地方去。
And went to somewhere who never went to before.
所以就好像他在那个开始流浪的过程，流浪的途中呢，他有一天很疲累，他睡觉。
So one day on his journey, he was tired and he slept.
但是在这个时候呢，他认出主来了。
At that moment, he recognized the Lord.
也就是说，是的，我现在经历了人生当中一个很大的变故和艰难。
Yes, there is a difficulty and a struggle in my life.
但是我认出来，在我走这段路程的起头的时候。有神
But I recognize at the beginning of my journey, I recognize there is a God.
神在这里，神与我同在。
And God is here, God's presence with me.
虽然我过去不太认识神
And even like before, I didn't quite know him.
但在我这个新的旅程的起头的时候，我认出来神在这里。
But in this new journey, at the beginning, I recognize God is here.
所以当他认出主来之后，这个产生一个对他很大的影响。
And after he recognized God, there is a great impact for him.
因为在这个事情之后呢，他继续经历了二十年的艰难。
And after this matter, he continued to suffer for 20 years.
然后在这个二十年的艰难里面，他一直维持他知道主在这里。
In the 20 years of suffering, he continued to believe that God is here.
然后虽然二十年的受苦，但是我知道主在。
And even he suffered for 20 years, but I know God is here.
如果雅各在这个途中他没有认出有主，
If Jacob didn't recognize the Lord.
他后面二十年可能过得完全不同。
And in the next 20 years, he would live completely different.
对，他可能还是的确还是在受苦。
Indeed, he would suffer the same.
但他有可能变成一个更加诡诈的人。
And very possibly he would become someone even more wicked.
但因为他认出有主。
But he recognized the Lord.
然后他经过了后面的一段路途之后呢，哎，他成为了一个神给他取了一个名字，叫做神的王子以色列。
He went through his journey and God called him the Prince of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习在常在我们的生活当中把主邀请进来。
So brothers and sisters, we need to learn always invite the Lord into our life.
当我们要做一个决定的时候
，When we need to make a decision，
对，邀请主来
，invite the Lord into our life。
当我们在一个考试写作业的时候
，When we're preparing an exam and our work homework，
好像我们在做一个很困难的，也许工作里面很困难的 project 的时候
，We're doing a very difficult project in our work。
也许这个我这个孩子实在是太难办的时候
，Or my kids are so hard to deal with。
我们把主邀请进来
，invite the Lord in。
主啊，我今天经过了这些事情
，Lord, I'm going through these things。
但是我可以认出来，主啊，你与我同在。
But I can recognize, Lord, you are with me。
我认出来，主啊，我是可以与你同行的。
And I recognize that I'm able to walk with the Lord。
弟兄姊妹，我。地上大部分人是不信耶稣，对不对
？Brother and sister, the majority of the people on the earth, they don't believe Jesus.
我们生活跟他们有特别不同吗
？Are we so that different from others？
就是我们的生活的形态有很不同吗
？The exterior form of our lives, are they so different from others？
其实也没什么太大的不同。
They're not so much different.
对，我们要。上学的要上学
，We all go to school。
那上班的要去上班
，We all go to work。
有了家庭之后要照顾家庭
，We all have family and need to look after our family。
你发现这些事情好像表面上看起来是一样的
，And from outside, all the things they look the same。
但我们有什么地方不同呢
？But what are the difference for us？
我们不同的地方是我们认出我们所经过的每一条路都有主。
The difference for us is every way, what we, path, the Lord is here, we recognize Him.
主在我工作里，主在我家庭里。
The Lord is in my work, in my job, in my family.
当我一个人的时候，主在这里，当我好像在与弟兄在一起的时候，主也在这里。
When I'm alone, the Lord is here. When I'm with brothers and sisters, the Lord is here as well.
对，不同的是我们有主。
The difference is we have the Lord.
而且这是一个巨大的不同。
And this is a big and great difference.
对，在过去的年日里，我常常有许多的后悔。
In the past days, I have many regrets.
因为我在蛮多的事情上面我没有认出主。
Because in many things, I did not recognize the Lord.
对，当我碰到这个很困难的一个问题的时候
，While I encountered a difficult circumstance,
我把主忘了
，I forgot the Lord.
那我就赶快用自己的智慧、聪明请教。上网看怎么解决它。
I use my own understanding. I search the internet and try to solve the problem.
然后解决也解决了。
And the things are resolved.
啊，突然想，哎呀，刚才之前这一段日子都没有祷告。
Ah, then I realize, oh, for the past I even didn't pray.
然后我就说感谢主。
And then I say thank the Lord.
然后但这个感谢主很虚弱。
And this saying of thank the Lord is weak.
因为我在这段路程里面我没有。认出主来
，because I didn't recognize the Lord in my journey.
但是如果我在一段路程里面，我认出主
，if in my journey I recognize Him，
然后我开始依靠他
，and I start to rely on Him，
然后很多时候这段的经历叫我一生难以忘记
，and many times quite often this experience I will never forget.
因为我不仅我一方面认出主来
，and not only I recognize the Lord，
然后我也在这段路程里面，我开始。认识主
，and also in this journey, I started to know the Lord.
对，就是我们另外一个问题。我现在讲认识主。
Now regarding the matter of knowing Him,
就是我们的问题，就是好像我觉得主有在保守我，供应我。
And I feel our problem is I feel there is the preservation and provision from the Lord.
然后好像主也帮我解决了这个事情的解决了这个问题。
It seems like the Lord helped me to solve this issue and problem.
但在这个过程里面，我没有真正的去经历到主，也没有去 更多认识他。
But in the whole process, I didn't experience the Lord and know him deeper.
也就是说，呀，事情好像我有认出主。
Oh yes, as if I recognize the Lord.
但在整个过程里面，我没有真正的认识主是谁。
But in the whole process, I didn't know who the Lord is.
好像，所以有的时候我可以多认识主。
Sometimes I can know him more.
我发现在这个事情上面，我多认识了主的智慧。
And sometimes in some matter, I know his wisdom more.
然后我经历了主的那个安慰。
I experienced his comfort.
然后我经历了主什么是我脚前的灯和路上的光。
And I experienced what's the light on my path and
Yeah. 对，我路上有光。
There is the light on my way.
然后我也经历到啊，在这个在这个过程里面啊，我能够在它里面有很深的属天的安息。
And in this whole process, I experienced the heavenly rest.
哎，在这条路里面，我认识了主，我不仅认出主，而且我认识主。
And on the path in the way, I not only recognize him and I know him.
每一次有这种经历的时候
，Every time I have this experience，
我心中都觉得非常的兴奋。
My heart was so excited。
我知道我这段路程没有白走。
I know my way is not in vain。
我不仅我发现我关注的不再停留在事情有没有解决，问题有没有解决。
I start to realize my focus shift from focus on the things God resolved。
对，没有错，我感谢主能够把我带过来。
And yes, I thank the Lord, he just led me through.
但是我总觉得好像里面有一个更宝贵的是我经历的主是又真又活的神。
But I felt there is something more precious. I experienced this living God.
我们翻到路加福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章15到17节。
Luke 24:15-17.
对，路加福音24章15到17，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说：“你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？”他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
So it was while they conversed and reasoned, and Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. And he said to them, What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?
25到27节
25 to 27.
耶稣对他们说无知的人啊先知所说的一切话你们的心信得太迟钝了基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀岂不是应当的吗于是从摩西和众先知起凡经上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了
Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
30 到
33.
30-33到了坐席的时候耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了擘开递给他们他们的眼睛明亮了这才认出他来忽然耶稣不见了他们彼此说在路上他和我们说话给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心岂不是火热的吗他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处
Now it came to pass as he sat at the table with them that he took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them then their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished from their sight and they said to one another did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to usSo they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found 11 and those who were with them gathered together.
这个事情发生在主耶稣已经被钉十字架以后。
And this matter happened after Lord Jesus Christ got crucified.
然后门徒们感觉很迷茫。
And all the disciples, they were confused and perplexed.
他们不晓得何去何从，好像在一个十字路口，不晓得往哪里去。
They didn't know where to go as if they were at an intersection.
然后这两个门徒就决定说，我们要回，应该大概是要回老家了。
And the two disciples here, they made a decision to go back to their old home.
我们就离开这个耶路撒冷的伤心地，我们要回家吧。
They left the city of Jerusalem of sorrow and go back to their home.
就在他们 做了一个可能是错误，就在他们做了一个错误的决定的时候
，at the moment when they made a wrong decision，
然后主来到他们身旁
，and the Lord got close to them，
然后在这个过程里面，他们认出了主
，and during the process they recognized the Lord，
他们认出主还在
，they recognized the Lord is still here，
而不仅他们认出主还在
，not only they recognized the Lord is here，
他们发现。哇，原来我们过去所读的圣经里面讲的都是主耶稣。
They realize all the scripture they have been reading, they all are just pointing to Jesus Christ.
对，他是超越历史、超越时间空间的那位主。
And he's above everything, above history, above time, above space.
然后他们也认识到，原来我们所之前跟从的主，他是一位从死里复活的主。
And they realize that the Lord they have been following, who is resurrected from death.
所以他战胜了死亡。
He overcame death.
他要得荣耀。
And he would get the glory.
所以虽然他受害，但是最终他要进入荣耀里面。
And though he suffered and he died, and the end he will enter into glory.
对他们不仅好像认出了主来。
Not only they recognize the Lord.
哦，也多认识了原来我们所信的这一位真的是神。
And they know more that this God I have believed in, He's the real God.
然后同时之间，他们也认识自己的小信。
And the moment they realize their unbelief.
对，他们原来很忧愁。
And they have so much sorrow.
然后，但是当他们认出主来，啊，就是当主就主跟他们同行的时候。
While the Lord was walking with them,
然后点出说你们真的是太迟钝了。
And the Lord pointed out that you are so slow of heart to believe.
对，你们信心太小了。
So small belief.
对，我就这位主呢，是我是一个值得你们，我是一位信实的主，值得你们托付的主。
And I am the Lord who is trustworthy and faithful.
所以在他们这个关键的那个旅程的时候呢，他们不仅认出了主。
In their journey, they recognized the Lord.
然后主也帮助他们认识了主。
And also the Lord helped them to know Him more.
对，当他们一认识主之后
，After they know the Lord,
他们马上知道下一步要怎么走。
Immediately they know what the next step should be.
他说：“我们回头回耶路撒冷。
”And they said, "Just turn back and return to Jerusalem."
对，照着人的常理来说，我回老家我比较有把握。
And based on our common sense, and going back to our home is more certain.
我知道那边我可以生活，可以继续下去。
And we can continue live and just live there.
但现在我回去耶路撒冷之后，我不晓得接下来要怎么走啊。
And now after going back to Jerusalem, I don't know what the next step should be.
但是因为我已经认识了主。主就指引我说你回耶路撒冷是对的路。
Now because I know the Lord and the Lord direct me, going back to Jerusalem is right.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们的确有很多的不同事情的经历。
So brothers and sisters, indeed, sometimes we have a different experience.
对，感谢主，主也关切我们所经过的事情。
And thank the Lord cared us.
但是有一个很重要的点，在这个过程里面，我们更重要的是要来认识主。
But there is a key. Something is more important. We need to recognize the Lord.
借着这个事情，我是否让主在我身上工作？
And through this experience, are we willing to let the Lord work in us?
我是否有改变？
Do we have change?
我是否好像在这个事情上面更深刻的经历主？
And do we experience the Lord more deeper in this thing?
对，所以但是我想今天我只能讲到这里了。
I think today I have to end here.
但不管如何，我们愿意说，在往后的日子里
，No matter what in the future,
在一切所行的路上
，In everything,
就任何的 way, 任何的事情
，In all our ways,
我们都学习看见主
，And we learn to see Him.
然后要认识他
，And we want to know Him.
我们愿意说认定抓住主。
And we want to say that we recognize him and lay hold of him.
对，主会带领我们好好的往前走这条义路。
The Lord will guide us and direct this righteous way.
我们有点结束的祷告。
Let's have an end prayer.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心。
Lord, we come before you with a thankful heart.
主啊，你乐意做我们的好牧人。
Lord, you're willing to be our good shepherd.
乐意引导我们走义路。
You desire to lead us on this righteous road.
主啊，但是在我们这边。
Lord, but for us.
愿意我们认定 你是我们的好牧人，是我们的主。
Lord, we desire to acknowledge you as our good shepherd.
我们学习紧紧的来跟随你。
We learn to follow you closely.
常把你邀请到我们的生活中。
And to invite you into our life every day.
是吧？愿主恩待我们每个弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord show grace on every each one of us.
是吧？能够往这条天路走得更稳健。更有力量。
We can walk firmly and steadfastly on this heavenly road.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.